Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry, Jane.
I see him looking at my woman. If they ain't looking, I don't want that girl. If they ain't looking, I don't want it.
He don't touch it like I touch it. He don't beat it like I beat it. He don't see it like I see it. Eat
it like I eat it, leave it like I leave it. Cause really you don't need it like I need it. A chick that bad, she need her own bottle, she need her own space, she need her own ace, she need her own grave, she need her own place. She can't keep sharing me, she need her own mace. Come on.
All my ladies in the club with their own money now. Grab your girls and tell them he ain't getting shit from me. Say oh. Cause you got your own money, girl. All my ladies in the club with their own money.
Already, welcome to Global 14. The Cut goes down every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. Host Onyx on the line with you, also the other host, Golden Fleece. What's good, homie?
Yes, sir. Another Wednesday night. Wednesday night. Well, let me. Well, it's almost 2016. Shit is
really crazy.
I know it's crazy. This year flew by. You know how everybody be saying, "Yo, the year flew by. The year flew by." Now this year.
Now this one really
flew
good.
By.
Yeah. Nah, it really did. It really did. It's crazy. And what's also crazy is that we actually have the guest. He's actually already on the line, Eric Bellinger, Grammy award-winning songwriter, singer, rapper. He is on the line with us live from Cali. So very, very dope to have him on the line tonight. About to bring him on immediately so we can get right into it. You feel me?
Well, you got a Grammy winner on the line. You got to get right into it, man.
You got to get right
into
it.
You got somebody. You know what I mean?
You can't be playing no games. So we're going to play the Valet single later on and let him introduce that record to everybody that hasn't been familiar. But just a real quick heads up to the new listeners. This is Jermaine Dupri, Global14.com. That is Jermaine Dupri, Global14. So make sure you check that out. As well as let's get into check-in with the homie, Eric Bellinger. So let's go ahead and just bring them on by right now if we can. Eric, you're live with the Cut. What's up?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
Oh, man.
Great, brother.
Good,
pleasure
good.
Having you on.
Thank y'all for having me. I appreciate y'all's support, too, man.
Oh, my goodness. We appreciate you. I mean, you're winning Grammys, and you're working. You're on tour. You got to kill tomorrow. I mean, it's crazy. You just
don't stop. Out there on fire.
Man, it's going crazy, man. I'm just excited for it to be my turn, you know what I mean? I've been, you know, behind the scenes for a long time, and now, you know, people are really starting to, you know, give my music a shot and just, you know what I mean, they're falling in love. You know, the songs are being, you know, so well received that I'm just excited to be, you know, enjoying this wave right now.
Man, that's just sad. I will tell you, Rich, you have a lot of excited fans that are, like, going crazy. That's just speaking live right now. So shout out to is it Woo Wednesday? I saw you had a hashtag Woo Wednesday. So shout out to everybody that participates in that.
Woo basically means it's over for everything. When I say it's Woo, that means it's Woo. So Woo Wednesday, you got part 21 coming out tonight, man. Shout out to Hoso Films. You know what I'm saying? He definitely has been bringing some magic, you know, to my everyday life. You know, everything is a day in the life. All the Woo Wednesdays is just me and the things that I go through on a daily basis. And, you know, he makes it a movie, so, you know, I'm always excited to have him around to be able to share everything I'm doing in my life with all my fans and my supporters out there. So, shout out to Hoso, and, yeah, Woo Wednesday is coming real soon tonight.
Alrighty. So, look, Eric, I wanna not do the childhood, just take it all the way back, but I do wanna ask a quick question or two for you, for those who aren't quite familiar. And it's definitely not bragging, but, you know, we got to let folks know. I mean, you're a Grammy Award winner, and congratulations to you, by the way, on that, because that's amazing.
Thank you.
So we're honored to have you.
Thank you so much. Well, my name is Eric Bellinger. You know, I'm a singer. I'm a songwriter from Compton, California. You know, I started off writing songs behind the scenes for, you know, your favorite artists like Chris Brown and Justin Bieber, Usher, Trey Songz, Neo, Drake, to name a few. And, you know, now I've been putting out my own project. I put out a project called The Rebirth. Had a breakout single on there called I Don't Want Her that, you know, went top 40 on Billboard. And from then, you know, I put out projects like Choose Up Season. You got Cuffing Season Part 1, and I just dropped Cuffing Season 2. But those of you that don't know, but you know what I mean, I'm welcoming you.
No doubt, it's time to get really familiar with exactly who you are and what you've done. Eric, I want to ask you, when did you first, and I know you've got a background with your family into music, and that's very notable, by the way, but when did you actually pick up your pen? When was the first time you did that and actually began to write your first record? Do you remember what it was?
I think it was actually when I had already graduated from high school. I never really planned on singing. You know, that was never, it was never even something that I wanted to do. It was just something that I could do. You know, my mom and dad had me singing in church every single Sunday, so I think that's probably why I was just sick of singing. And, you know, I was just trying to pursue football. You know, I was like, I'm going to go to the pros, I'm going to go to the NFL. That was the only thing on my mind. But then, you know, I had to kind of make a decision because we had got offered a deal when I was in a singing group at the time. We got offered a deal, and, you know, immediately I went with that, and we got signed to Epic, and I had to let the football go, and then we was traveling, and I was just really starting to get familiar with the lifestyle of, you know, the music and the touring and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, it really, I would say I've been writing for, like, 5 years, you know, professionally. Yeah, it really didn't click until a lot later, but I just kind of picked up on it really fast, and, you know, I just fell in love with it, you know, to the point where I was having 10 sessions a day, you know, sometimes, and just writing songs and until it became a hobby, and, you know, it didn't feel like work anymore. And then that's when, you know, I started having fun, and, you know, the songs have been, you know, getting picked up from everybody. So, you know, when I got the Grammy with Chris, I was like, that was maybe like 2 years in, so I just kind of took it serious from there.
Wow. Right. I was going to ask you, at what point did you realize in career, okay, I might be on to something. Let me keep this going.
But yeah, that was
back the moment.
I always tell people that that was the moment because, you know, I was, you know, just writing songs and, you know, they was getting picked up. Like, I might write, say, for example, number 9 on the album, you know, a random mm-hmm. song that I have to let people know, like, yeah, that was me, number 8. It was called Do or Die, Until You Try, and you don't, and you give up. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, once that Chris Brown situation happened, he had won R&B Album of the Year for the Fame album, and I wrote 3 songs on there. And I was actually watching the Grammys while I was in the studio in Atlanta with Usher. So it was kind of a double whammy that night. Like, you know, he won, and then Usher just looked at me like, you ready to get another one, bro? So then, you know, from then on, it was like, all right, cool, I'm in the right place. Just, you know what I'm saying? I'm in alignment with my calling and my purpose.
Yeah, that's dope. That's dope. So with saying that then, what are some of the things that you're learning? I didn't know it just 5 years. I feel like because you're one of the people that I actually look up to, and I want to ask you about, get into that a little bit later. But, I mean, you mm-hmm. came right in full force and been doing your thing. So what's some of the things that you're learning along this journey as being a writer and then now, you know, transitioning into being the artist on the forefront?
I honestly think that is once you get like maybe a little bit of success and once you find yourself with any form of success, you know what I'm saying? Like once I got a placement, I was like, all right, cool. You know, I grinded my butt off to get there, and then I had the mentality of whatever I did to get here, I'm gonna continue to do in order to stay here. You know, so I really, really hung on to that mentality. And, you know, I think a lot of people, you know, because with the writing, you can really make a lot of money. You know, and a lot of people maybe take some time off. Like, all right, cool. Like, I'm behind the scenes. I'm chilling. You know, I got my bread up. I'm going to, you know, get my family going. I'm going to, you know, do some traveling. And then if they take too much time off, I feel like all it takes is like 1 month or 2 months to miss out on a wave and to be dated. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You can come back and, you know what I'm saying, you try to write songs and you already out the loop. Like, you already, like, you don't know what to say. You don't know what the kids is talking about. You know, because if you're not paying attention, I really feel like your pen get dated and it get rusty and your songs don't sound hard no more. You know what I'm saying? So I just never stop. I'm always listening for what the new sound is. I'm always making sure that I keep, you know, Eric Bellinger as the writer, but I'm able to, you know, also implement, you know, whatever's going on at the current moment, you know. And I think my ability to just stay, you know, right in the times is always keeping me here because I don't stop working. You know what I'm saying? So whenever I'm writing, I'm always, you know, figuring out, okay, this is what they're doing now. This is what they're doing now. And I don't take it lightly that the young kids are the future, you know. So I pay attention to that, and I think it helps me a lot.
No doubt, no doubt. And then that shows, I mean, like I said, I was mentioning you, I mean, you just always have something going on, always. Always a mixtape, a promo, and in a good way. And it's like, you know, you put it out at the right time, right when we're ready for the next Eric Bellinger project. I wanted to ask you then also, what do you think is most important in this industry, knowing, like you said, you keep up with the trends and whatnot, music or the relationship?
You said which part of it? Did you say what part do I think is what?
Is most important. It's not both. Music or relationship?
Man, I think everything's all, it's all hand in hand. You know, you gotta have something to talk about in the music. You know, and I feel like a lot of people, you know, they don't write from their heart. You know what I'm saying? They don't write from their soul. They don't write from their mind and the feeling that they're, you know, taking at the moment. They might just be in the studio trying to have fun. Like, man, maybe we should say this. This would be tight. And I don't do that. I don't write what I think would be tight. I write what I feel. You know what I'm saying? So when people, you know, are listening to the music is based off of a situation and a relationship in an actual real moment that took place in the timeline of my history. You know what I'm saying? I'm not just out here just, you know what I'm saying, writing songs. So I think they're both hand in hand, just to, you know, answer the question.
Absolutely. And then just to dive into that further, more so like your industry networks and relationships, do you feel like that's more important for someone like yourself versus the music?
What do you mean by that?
Is that an important factor? Like industry relationships, having these networks, networking with people and building with people, is that important?
I think that's important. You know, with me, I kind of figured out that you got to do it on your own regardless, though. You know, but I think it's important, you know, to try to have people around that will hopefully help you out. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, a lot of people are more focused on their dreams and aren't as willing, you know, to help build yours. And it's never any offense. You know what I mean? I look at it like, you got to do what you got to do to survive. You got to do what you got to do to make it. And, you know, relationships, if you got them, they're cool. But I wouldn't stress over it. You know, as long as you do you and you speaking from the heart, I think people will take heed and they'll pay attention if it's good enough.
That's so sad. Thank you for sharing that. some we definitely wanted to know. And so then, at this point in your career, what are you most proud of and why?
I think I'm most proud of my family. You know, for me, being an R&B singer, a lot of people don't really take this route. You know, a lot of guys want to have fun, want to be out there, want to live the life of, you know, the groupies and the hotels and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, I'm just a little different. You know, I'm cut from a different cloth. So I'm really proud to be out here singing and representing R&B, which is the sexy, you know, you know, that's what it's driving. You know, we selling music, you know, we selling, you know, this look and this image, you know, but I'm just doing it in a different way. You know what I'm saying? I got a family, and it's a beautiful family, and it's something that I feel like if a lot of cats, you know, was, you know, maybe a little bit more open to it, or they was, you know, able to see that it was still possible to be done, but be done in a cool way that, you know, ain't corny, and it's still like, okay, cool, like, I can deal with that, like, right there. You know, I like that I'm doing that. You know, I like that it ain't too many people, you know, on what I'm on, because it gives me, you know, just a different lane. You know what I'm saying? People can look at me and they can better relate to my story, because they got a family that they really are, you know what I'm saying, building or whatever it is. They get to see that in me, you know, other than just the clubs and the girls and the lean and, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's just a different alternative, you know, in life that you can still turn up. You just turn up in, you know, in a way that's a little bit more, you know, positive.
Most definitely, no doubt. And so then, I want to ask you, because yes, I am familiar with, well, of course, I don't know her, but your wife, Lamaya, that group, ISIS, that was my group. That was my group.
That was my group.
So, that was my joint. All of the songs that they had that came out, like 80s Baby, that was just, they did their thing. Has Love and Hip Hop Hollywood approached you guys about anything?
Definitely. Nah, they have, but we just kind of been chilling. They have approached though, and but we just kind of been chilling, cause you know, with that kind of stuff, you just never know. You know what I mean? We've been like, yo, we got to make sure that this story is this or this is positive, but you can't really control it. You know what I mean? And with what I'm trying to build and the brand that I don't want to leave behind, I don't even want to take any chances. You know what I mean? Of anything being tainted along my journey.
No doubt. Okay, well, I do see that you're well heavy connected in the community and seem to be very approachable and humble. I see that you still playing football right now, actually. I think I saw on your Instagram you're out playing a game.
I play for a league, a flag football league. So, you know, I kind of couldn't let it go. And, you know, a lot of people know that how much I love football. So whenever they got something going, they give me a call. And, you know, I'm always ready to get out there.
I think that's dope that you're still out there and doing things among the community and just, you know, as you would if you weren't winning Grammys and, you know, writing these amazing hits with everybody. Do you have anything that you're doing right now to create awareness, any coaching, Little League, or any aspirations to do any of that?
Well, yeah, that's definitely all in the plan. And, you know, right now I'm just trying to, you know, work as hard as I can to be, you know, in a position to where I'm on a platform where I can, you know, do just service to as many people as possible. You know, right now, if I were to just come out with whatever it is it may be, it might be like, you know, a couple of people, but I really want to be able to reach the masses, and I know, you know, how much attention that I want to be able to give something like that. So I'm just putting all my energy into, you know, being as, you know, as big as possible and spreading the word about my music and kind of taking my time with it. So it's strategic and so that it's, you know, on point to where when I actually do have that platform, people actually are interested in listening. You know what I mean? So, you know, I don't want to shortchange anything. So I've been trying to give the music as much attention as possible. You know, I've gotten some acting opportunities and all that kind of stuff, but I'm just trying to make sure that I stamp myself first as the R&B singer that I know I am.
No, that makes perfect sense, especially you've already came out and established yourself as a writer, and now it's time to definitely brand and build Eric Bellinger, the artist. Much respect to you for that, Gordon.
Thank you.
Have a couple questions for the homie as well.
Man, I love just listening to artists that, you know, we follow. And I want to congratulate Eric on all his success, man, coming out of the Compton, you know what I mean? I know it's a hard time sometimes for young brothers to, you know, reach their dreams. So when you do see one doing what he strived to do and set out to do, you got to salute that and congratulate that. So first and foremost,
man,
congratulate, brother.
I appreciate that, and I appreciate the sincerity in that, brother. I really, you know, hear you. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times people just say it, but I know you meant it, and I appreciate
it. Indeed. Most definitely, man. I I actually, you know, R&B artists, you know, to me, you know, an instrument from the soul, you know what I mean? I see mm-hmm. a lot of people, you know, speak about R&B, but I'm an old soul. I call myself an old soul, man. My father always had me growing up on old school Motown, and, you know, I know groups that people would be like, who's that? You know what I mean? And when mm-hmm. I hear you, I could tell that, you know, it's coming from the heart, from the soul. Let me ask you a question about R&B artists older that say, these new guys ain't spit. This ain't no R&B that they shooting out. Have you ever got into any discussions about that? And what do you think about when you hear people saying that?
I've never got it for like my music. Like,
right.
But
right.
You know, I'm in conversation a lot about a lot of the R&B that, you know, maybe been out in the past couple of years, and I really think that it was all only conceptually. You know, it was all only topic-wise and feeling-wise,
right.
Because, you know, it was all, you know, music is going to change. The sounds is going to change. You know, it's been different genres, you know, from hip-hop to R&B to soul to jazz, you know, and the progressions of music have always changed, and it's always been music. But I think it's more so directed at what the gentleman and the young cast is saying, you know, and what they're talking about, you know, and you know, I think that feeling is missing, you know, and whenever it's like, this is real R&B, I think people get it confused, like, what you mean this is real R&B? R&B is R&B. It's like, nah, it's not all R&B, you know what I'm saying? That it,
right.
You know, what you're talking about, the way that you're supposed to make a woman feel, the way you're supposed to make a lady feel when she's listening, the way she's supposed to feel about herself, the confidence she's supposed to be able to exude from just listening to the music, that ain't R&B if it ain't all that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I think it was always from that perspective. So I try to always keep that emotion in my music, because when I get the Temptations popping, and when I, you know what I'm saying, get Stevie going, when I'm even listening to that old Usher Confessions album, the way that I feel when I listen to that is the same way I feel when I'm rocking out with my music, and I always want to feel that. So, you know, it's never no
disrespect
to anybody else. We just kind of doing something different.
Nah, man, I think that was an excellent, brilliant answer, because it's the truth. You know what I mean? You know, it's no offense to anybody, but, you know, sometimes you can feel it, sometimes you don't, but it does have to come from a sincere place. With that being said, when you're in the studio with artists and you're writing for them, are there ever any times that you're in the studio with somebody that you probably look up to and you have to say, nah, man, you got to bring it across like this? Do you hesitate to say it like, damn, I'm talking to one of my idols right now? Or, hey, man, this is an Eric Bellinger song, so you got to bring it like this.
Man, it's always a happy medium when I'm writing for other people. You know, when it's my songs, you know what it's talking about. You know what I'm going to be singing about. When it's other people's songs, I got to give them a little bit of me, and it also got to be a little bit of them. So it's always a happy medium, you know, with the songs, because if they don't connect to it, that's their story. You know, I got to let them have their story. So when it's for them, it's 50% me, 50% them. When it's me, it's 50% me.
That's what it is. That's what it
is. I mean, 100%.
100% you. Nah, we knew what you meant, brother. we could feel
and
it in the music.
And I said the wrong word, and you still knew what I meant, because the passion is that. Like, that's why. You know
that's
what I'm
that
talking
connect.
About. I could say
yeah,
the wrong
I know
word.
You, I know what you thought. Before me. You, when you said 50, I was like, he meant 100. He meant 100. Because we feel 100 in the music. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you could feel it, man. And you know, I tell myself when I'm watching, you know, guys get accolades like Grammys and things like that. You're talking about early on in your career, you had this success. Was there anything that you said to yourself like, you know what, now that I got this, I'm going to strive for this? Some people, what do they call them, the EGOTs. They got a Tony Award, an Oscar, a Grammy. Does Eric Bellinger say, you know what, this happened, but now I'm on to this. One day I'm gonna get one of these.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I got the Grammy for writing on a Chris Brown album. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's Chris Grammy, and I'm a part
right.
of it. You feel me? But I still got me one. But
Right.
When it says Chris' name on it, you know what I'm saying? But we all get it for being a part of his project. But now I need one that says Eric Bellinger on it. You feel me? And, you know, so that's what we're working on now.
It's coming, brother. It's coming. I can feel it, man. And, you know, I looked into the background. I was like, oh, my man used to be the football star, you know. And I got to ask you, man, because I'm a big football fan. Who's your team?
Man, I'm embarrassed to say right now. It's the Niners.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm embarrassed too, though. So you good with the Niners. I'm a Ravens fan. I'm a Ravens fan, man. And
wow.
Right now,
listen,
you know,
though,
he said, wow.
It's all right, though. You know what I'm saying? Because we both are at least with squads, and we still represent even in our time, you know, of the valley. You know what I'm saying? But it's going to be our time again. It might be your time again soon, because we both championship cities. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. We're going to shine once again. We're going to shine
exactly.
Once again. Does I heard you talking to Onyx about the reality shows and being approached, and you say, yo, I'm focused on my music now. If you were to do a reality show, would you much rather do one about your life with your wife, just like, but not a character on somebody else's reality show, like maybe not the Love
and
Hip
Hop,
but
yeah, that's pretty much, yeah, exactly. I would rather tell my story and it really be my story, and I'm the executive producer, so I got the last say. And nobody gonna be editing what I'm not releasing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because I'm sure
right.
They be watching them shows surprised, like, when did that happen? You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
Nah, I'm doing it. I'm in the edits every time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Then we got something. Then we can talk.
Is there anything that people don't know about Eric Bellinger? Is Eric Bellinger a good cook? Is Eric Bellinger a good mechanic? You know, what do the fans that are out there listening, because they do love you, brother, what would they be surprised to know that you do?
Man, my life is an open book. I mean, I stay in the studio. You know what I mean? When them songs come out like that, sheesh, it's because I might have touched them on 30 different sessions for one song. You know what I'm saying? So I really don't have much of a life outside of this booth. On my free days, on my off days, I'm in here. You know what I'm saying? I'm sharpening it. I'm making sure that it's the best it could possibly be, because I don't want to be just one of those guys. I want to be the best ever of all time. So,
I love it, brother. I love it, man.
It.
So when you get to that point where you gave the world what you could give them, you know, your stuff is going to be around for years and years. Do you want to cultivate another young brother, another young sister? Or you have any aspirations of your own label or distribution company or anything?
Yep, exactly. I got YFS, which is Your Favorite Song, which is an all-around YFS Inc., you know,
nice.
From producers to songwriters to artists. To videographers, choreographers, dancers, you know, everything you could think of. You know, I want to kind of just be like, you know, all in-house, you know, just Motown,
right,
just
right.
Respected, you know, like the way Motown was respected. You know, these cats out here, man, now I think they just doing it because it's like, yo, I can put the homies on and I'm going to build an umbrella. Nah, bruh. I'm actually trying to empower young guys to where they have their own companies where, you know, we almost like a YMCA, and not, you know, like a brother, like the brothers, whatever they call it, big brother thing. Like
big brothers,
you know,
and sisters,
squad
yeah.
In here. Like, we building champions, you know what I'm saying? So something like that, but just involving the music. You know, I'm going to make it really big, like, you know, my foundation and all kind of stuff is just music, you know, and teaching and educating. You know, as much as possible, because music is the biggest tool to communicate in the world. You know, life is one big soundtrack, man. Whenever people is in the gym, when they in the car, when they at the house, you know, you hear music. And I want to make sure that, you know, for the young generation especially, that, you know, they're able to be an influence in a positive way. You know, we gotta turn things around as much as possible. And, you know, I think if I'm able to help and I can get a bunch of soldiers on the same page as me, we can do some damage and make a big impact, you know, to touch the world and heal the world, like Michael said.
Nah, that's great, brother, because they need it.
they need it. There's a lot of, stuff that's in the air, and it's some balance that's needed out there, you know. So you're always going to need that other side to push that mm-hmm. positivity, you know, push that
exactly.
creativity, let somebody know that, listen, your mind could go much further than your circumstances are right now. So I love it, man, and just to know that you're open to that, listen, man, I'm going to try to shoot you some music too, brother. We out here trying to get our production game on. We done produced for a few nice names, but, you know, it's always good to hear a genuine dude, man.
I'm super. If you send something, I'm loading it up. It's just crazy. We going crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't no such thing as politics. It ain't no such thing as none of that.
Right.
We find out who did the beat when it's time for the paperwork. Sometimes when you're in studios, before they even load it up, they like, who produced that? Like, man, that don't matter. Do you like it
right.
or not? You feel me? So, I'm
genuine
with it, man.
Music guy, man. You got to love it, man. Genuine music. It's you know, mm-hmm. it's funny because the next question I did have was about other artists, people that you looked up to, I know you said Confessions, but what other albums were you listening to that you were like, man, you know, I could listen to this for years and years.
Man,
Confessions,
it's like four
one.
Albums, bro. Confessions is one. Brandy, mm-hmm. Full Moon, of course, is one. Jagged Edge, J.E. Heartbreak, that's one.
Nice.
Lauryn Hill, Miss Education, like, come on, man. It don't get
sick.
Better than all that.
Sick, man. You talking sick choices. And shit, Jermaine Dupri was what? That's two of those. Jagged Edge.
Exactly. Exactly.
Shout
man.
Out
oh,
JD.
Oh, yeah, I can't forget Kim. I got to remember Kim Burrell, Everlasting Life. But those five
man,
albums,
shit.
That is as well. Those five.
That's what's up. So now all the fans, you know what makes up Eric Bellinger, and those are some sick albums you just mentioned, man. Real sick albums. I wanted to talk to you about the West Coast a little bit as well, man. Guys like Nate Dogg, to me, one of the best hook singers that I've ever just – I remember all the Nate Dogg stuff. Did you ever got a chance when you were young – to meet any of these guys around the neighborhood that encourage you, yo, keep doing your thing, young brother, whether it was a rapper or a singer that came from the area?
Man, not really. I was so far from music. Like, I wasn't trying to do music at all. I was just playing football, bro. You know, the first person that I really got cool with was the Game. And, you know, Tyrese, maybe. Tyrese and Game was two guys that really just had my back. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
So this is like, not when I was younger, but like after I graduated and once I really started getting in the studio and getting going, you know, Tyrese and Game and even Tank, man. Tank real early. Sean Stockman. These are people, you know, once I really started digging in. But those are the guys that really helped out, you know, and saw a vision and was like, yo, we want to do business. And, you know, I was signed to Tank when I was in, like, people don't even know this, I was working with Tank. And when he was, before he had the Sex, Love, and Pain Part 1, and now he's doing Sex, Love, and Pain Part 2, and I wrote the single featuring Wale.
Wow.
Like, it's crazy.
That's dope.
Yeah.
That's real dope. Crazy. 360 degrees, came right back around.
I didn't even think about it. Like, when I do interviews, it's usually when I get to reflect on my life and what I've been doing, because every other day, I'm too busy trying to get it.
Right.
When I do an interview, I'm like, oh, that did happen. And, you know,
give
it
you
kind
a
of
chance
reminds
to step
me
back
of how far
and look
I
at your accolades. Give you a chance to step back and be like, oh, shit, I did
exactly.
that. Nah, but I think that's real dope, man. And it sounds like all your dreams are coming true.
They really
know,
are.
You're a family-oriented person, man. Talk about your family for a minute, man.
Okay,
the influence.
Man, I mean, for me, like, you know, Onyx had mentioned Isis. Like, that was – we had the same group when I was in my group. When I was in a new – and she was in Isis. We had the same manager, so that was 12 years ago. So I was always looking at her like, yo, what's popping?
Wow.
She was not hearing it. But I was like, this young kid. You know what I'm saying? She's like five years older than me. So when she's, you feel me, 20 in a group. I'm 15, you know what I'm saying? When she,
right.
You know, so she's always, it was always like a thing, like, I'm going to get her, you know what I'm saying? So it was like I always knew her. I always saw her around, her and her sister and her mom. Like, I'm really cool with the family. I was always cool with the family. So it was like I just never shot my shot at her, you know, because it was just always like, not the right time, you know what I'm saying? And then finally, when it was like, I'm going in, it was over. By that time, I was Eric Bellis.
You was ready. So everything was like, ready.
What's popping? What are we doing? You know? And she was like, what? You know? We got on the phone, had one little talk about, you know, like what we was going, you know, like this date. I talked about this date with her. Like, she was telling me she was eating cereal when we was on the phone. And I was like, all right, cool. We're gonna have a cereal day. Our first day is gonna be a cereal day. So I told her I was gonna have different sizes of spoons. I said I'm gonna have small, medium, large. I said I was gonna have, you feel me, like every cereal you can think of, every milk. If you want lactate, we got that. If you want 2%, if you want almond milk, whatever it is. If you want to eat the little individual ones,
brother,
we're gonna have different spoons. We're gonna have spatulas. We're gonna have everything. And I just recently posted it last week as a TBT of our first date. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, people can see the intricacy and the delicateness and the time that I took for this situation to take place. I got my shot. I was like, all right, I'm going to go hard. And, you know, it worked. You know, now we got a little amazing bundle of joy. I got a little soldier. I got a young king.
Congrats.
You know,
congrats,
I got my
spot.
This is my ultimate dream right now. I've already, you know, made it in my life. And the way I feel right now, it's like it don't get no better. So I'm happy.
Nah, that's so dope, man. Look, man, a story like that, man, especially for how long you guys known each other, man, God bless you guys, man. I know that's a genuine bond, and your young man, congratulations, bro. Shout out to Isis, man. Just hearing that story, you know what I'm saying? That's putting smiles on faces that's listening to this right now. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you don't get that genuine story. It's just all about she dropped it like it was hot. I smacked on the ass. Then that next thing you know,
right.
Nah. You know what I'm saying? That was something that was real. You know what I'm saying? So shout out
and
to
I never
y'all,
really,
man.
You know, shared that. It's just genuine. You know, it's like I don't care to share that story. You feel me? Like, right. We on the phone and we talking, but I don't need that. This ain't no gimmick. That's how
right.
I got my wife. You feel me? Like, I've been wanting her for over a decade. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, the timing, God's timing, you know? And I think when it's real, people are able to connect to it and they see it. They know this ain't no joke. When they hear my music, they know I'm not playing. They know I mean everywhere I say. So, you know, I think the more people are able to be true to themselves, the better the music is going to penetrate to the consumer.
Most definitely. Most definitely. They're going to feel the realness. Is there any place that Eric Bellinger hasn't stepped that he wants to step? Is there any country, any city that you like, you know what, man, I want to go there and tear it down one day?
Sheesh, man. I honestly, it's crazy because I've done a lot of travel. Like, I hit a lot of places. But I haven't been to, like, Jerusalem and Bethlehem, you know, like, and all them type of cities. And I really want to go.
Holy lands.
Exactly. I want to see what they talking about. And, you know, I'm somebody that's real visual, and I'm big on the Bible, and I'm big on, you know, the scripture. And I think to be able to go and see those cities, that's something that I would be super, you know, excited about making happen.
I think that's an awesome answer, man. That's something that you don't hear often, especially with all the things that's going on in the world right now. You know, that might be a trip that, you know, adds another dimension to Eric Bellinger. You know what I'm saying? I've often thought about touching down on those lands myself. Have not got a chance to do any of that, but that has crossed my mind. You know what it crossed my mind? Crossed my mind one time. I don't know if you guys used to watch a show with Bobby Brown when they had that Being Bobby Brown show with him and Whitney. And they went over to, where did they go? They went over to Israel or Jerusalem or something like that. And I was like, man, what made them want to go over there? But you seen something change when they was over there. You know what I mean? It was just like,
right.
Yeah, so I think that's dope.
I'm big with that.
Yeah, that's what's up. Well, we want to definitely... Do we have any fans that want to speak to Eric, or are they just listening? Man, they done learned a lot about the brother, man. They done heard some Jim drop some music gems, personal stuff, you know what I mean?
It's a
well-rounded interview.
I got some emojis with hearts, and I got a few inboxes, but I don't have anybody on the line right now, line that we can merge in to speak with you, but... you know, I just, hearing your story about how you met your wife and everything, it just totally brings in perspective the music. And I just say that, like, I totally can, I already was rocking with it before, but it's like, yo, this dude is really about this and knows what he's talking about. And I just have so much respect for you, but what you've done, and then just for what you bring to the records that you write. I mean, it's amazing. Prepping season. Talk about seven season. You're welcome. Prepping season part two is out right now. What's next? What's up with prepping season, and then what's coming up next?
Man, so next up, I'm just gonna be doing, you know, the Eric Bellinger self-titled album. You know, everything has just been a theme. You know, a lot of my music has been just where I was, like Born to Sing, Volume 1, Volume 2, Volume 3. It was just like, when I realized that it was something that I was born to do, because I wasn't always really into music, you know. Then you got the rebirth, and I feel like the rebirth was like just, you know, actually finding my identity in music, and not only being an artist, but actually being somebody who has a story to tell, who has a legacy to leave behind. And, you know, the rebirth was just my introduction and, you know, how I felt, you know, with the new success of I Don't Want Her, you know, and Drake's X and Catch 22, a lot of them songs was just like breakup songs or happy songs. You know, it was just like the rebirth, you know, and then of me, Eric Bellinger, as an artist, as an individual. And then, you know, Choose Up season was like when I was out there choosing up, I was dating, I was figuring out what was what. And then Cuffing season, you know, was like, okay, boom, I chose up, now I'm cuffed. And then you got part two, because I look at it like it wasn't enough. You know, I didn't make my point enough with just the fact that I'm really out here trying to spread love in a way that people ain't really doing. You know what I'm saying? And then now I feel like I've done that job. You know, all the story, every song has been placed, you know, with meaning. And now the next project is just Eric Bellinger. It's just a self-titled debut. And, you know, I'm going to just experiment with some new sounds and, you know, just show that I can really touch and tap into anything that I want to do and still keep it consistent with the music and the feeling that the fans love me for.
That's what's up. Man, this brother right here, I'm going to tell you something, man. This brother right here is a winner. You could tell, you know, he's attracting this fame and this genuine fortune and fame, I'm going to say that, because of how real he is. You feel what I'm saying? The industry has a tendency, man, to turn cats another way. And when you see somebody penetrating through like you are with that sound, heart, and mind, brother, it's just refreshing. It's refreshing, man. Godspeed, man. Go get everything that's coming to you, bro. I know you're going to get it.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it, bro.
It's definitely Christmas time, and you do have a Christmas album or a project out. Can you share where we can get that right now and let everybody know as well?
Yeah, definitely. You can you can go to iTunes. It's called Your Favorite Christmas Song. You know, my company is Your Favorite Song, but it's now Your Favorite Christmas Song. It's the songs that, you know, everybody loves, the songs that you grew up singing, the songs that you already know by heart. But I just put my own twist to them, you know, so they just a little remix, the E-mix, as I like to call it. And just great songs, man. Eric Bellinger, Your Favorite Christmas Song. And then I got some new Christmas joints that I'm going to put out coming real soon. You know, I'm still finishing that project. I'm actually in the studio working on it right now. But in the meantime, Your Favorite Christmas Song is available. Grab that. Get in the mood. Get in the holiday spirit. Go get you some eggnog, get you some mistletoe. Press play, walk away.
Alright, look, I mean, this, he thought of everything. It's amazing. So excited about your journey and where you're going right now. We got the single here. Thank you so much for spending the time with us. You don't have much time to give, so we really respect you, and thank you for that.
No doubt. And we got to get that email address because I'm sending that brother some music, man. I don't care if I never hear it. I'm sending it to his inbox, for real.
Nah, that's cool. I'm going to check it out. I'm going to check it out for sure, man. For real, I appreciate y'all. You know, not just doing an interview and it being a pointless interview. Like, we don't know this person, and maybe that person don't know us, and we just don't ask these standard textbook questions, but it's actually a genuine. I could tell y'all listen to the music and y'all support the music, and you know, I've been seeing the blog posted all throughout over the years, especially as soon as we did I Don't Want Her. It was an instant, like, you know, Jermaine Dupri, you know, he did the remix, he hopped on there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people don't know that, you know, he heard the song and just jumped on for the love, you know, so that was a blessing to have his stamp on my very first, you know, breakout single. So shout out to Jermaine Dupri. Shout out to you guys for having me. And you know, I'm just, you know, glad to feel the support. And you know, anything you guys need on my end, consider it done as well.
No doubt.
And this is dope. It's absolutely amazing. Please, if we can get a job from you, that's first request.
Yeah, what exactly? Was
the valet record you have with Fetty Wap and 2 Chainz. And I was on a DJ call and you explained that. But if you could do a job for us, we're going to ride out for that record as well. All
right, cool. All right, and then the name of the show is what?
Global 14, The Cut.
The what?
The Cut.
The Cut, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Global 14, The Cut. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Yo, what's going on, man? It's your boy, Eric Bellinger. This right here is my new single, Valet, featuring Fetty Wap, featuring 2 Chainz, and you chilling right here, man. You only listening to it on Global 14, The Cut. Holla at your boy.
Yeah, but Zuvir,
yeah, baby.
But the music too loud.
Yeah.
Girl, I know a quiet place where we could vibe out.
Right.
I ain't like your ex, you could let your guard down. Tell your girls you with a real one so they could calm down. Oh, yeah, they could calm down. They saying I'm the nigga, that's the word around town. Oh, yeah, that's the word around town. If you didn't know before, then I bet you know now. Baby, you got everything that a nigga want. I just wanna put you on. And I just wanna see you with them Vickies on. Better yet, when I'm up. Only if you ready. Only if you ready. Yeah.
I'm the type to send you to the spot. Same time, try you in the car. I'm the type to pull up in valet. Pay a door to park a $250,000 car. Jumped in the whip in that quote. She went from the pole to the floor. It ain't no stressing, you know I'm a blessing. She'll get a real nigga award. I should, I do it. No brake fluid. Everything a G-O the way I run through it. Like when I spoon you, yeah, make you sleep good. And then I pull it out and I make you talk to her. Talk to her.
Only if you're ready.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Got me one time I hit the valley like, yeah, back.
Okay, back we're going before seeing the cut, and that was Eric Bellinger that was live with us. We had a great interview with the award-winning Grammy songwriter, singer, producer, rapper. He does it all, you guys. That was the Valet single featuring Fetty Wap and 2 Chainz. So make sure you get that record off your iTunes, as well as the Christmas drinks. He talks about that. Cuffin Season 2 is out now. You got a lot to choose from. So whatever mood you're in right now, go ahead and pull up your Eric Bellinger body of work here and select as you may. So now the homie Golden has a dip out, so we're going to ride out pretty shortly here, but I do want to make a few quick announcements that next week we will be having a unsigned review to all of you artists that want to get your music played. We're going to listen to it. JD will be either calling in, I think, next week or the week after, so we will have him on the line as well to talk about rap games, the BET. Look, I'm getting it mixed up. He's doing so much. The Lifetime TV reality show called Rap Games that Jermaine Dupri has with Queen Latifah, who is the producer. So that will be premiering January 1st. Please make sure that you tune in and watch that competition. And those of you who think you got something, you might want to tune in as well to see what opportunities you can have. If you're a young MC. And then also he's filming BET Music Mogul, so you can check that out as well. What I wanted to do today, we have a while back we played a record from an artist named Colonel Loud, and it was called California, and then we played it paid like a MF. I don't know, I'd be like in a BPG. So, and I don't curse. But anyway, so we played both of those records. And now he is really, really, I'm going to say he's always been doing his thing, but now he's really out there in the forefront. So it's just dope to see his growth and where he is today. So we're going to ride out on that record, California, especially since we had a California artist on the line tonight. I feel like now I'm on the West Coast. It's just Cali all day all of a sudden. You know? But it's still Texas, and I actually would have played a record y'all know I'm from Texas. This is TJ Boyz featuring Bun B called Let It Go. This is a new R&B record out of Houston, Texas. So I want to put some, shine some light onto this record here, right here, for y'all who are listening. Am I going to be able to talk right here? That's what I said. TJ Boyz featuring Bun B, Let It Go.
See them stacks all on my table. Racks on racks on racks all on my table. And I ain't scared to let it go. Let it rain on your pain. Ooh, shawty, let me know if you can come to my section when you're available. I wanna see you make me go for broke. Touch your toes for me.
I'm gonna get it to her. I don't care the price. But first thing, I wanna see you wait on me. I wanna see you work this thing on me. The way. like E.F. Hutton. And I'm always ready to go, baby girl, just push that button. Wanna roll with a G? Come on, jump your ass to the ride. It's a boss in the driver's seat and a dime in the passenger side. You about that life? Come on, let's live it up. I can make your dreams come true. All you gotta do is give it up. Flipping through my town, underneath them city lights. Candy paint dripping, gripping gray, trying to get it right. Yeah, this that Texas, baby, sit sideways, paved up. Steady stack of that cake up. I'm dripped out and I'm draped up. Hold up.
The money ain't nothing.
California love on the west side. Thank God for the weed women in the sunshine. Dumb high, I'm sunset. Blowing Christian from the one time. You get a contact. Catch your ass at the red light. Wanna run at them sideways in a Hellcat. On some red flat. By the way, I never seen a better view. Not in Malibu. Bunch of bad bitches naked in the swimming pool. Hit a wave, crash, playing spades in the living room. Crack, sound like a doggy style. Corrupt, got a nigga with a gas at. Moonrock, got me acting like I never had shit. Bankhead to a Hollywood address. Same nigga though, 101, get your head kicked. Woo, spend more than the tat, bitch. Air hood, air set, though. Front time for the red coat. LA to Baker, Sacramento, out to San Diego, California.
I'm always in Cali, cause this is where it's at. Bitches bug good weather, what you know about that? Where all the fly bitches ride Benzes and Beamers. They either wanna be an actress or a singer. I'm at the strip club on Sunset throwing singles with this bad bitch from Compton, pouring lean up. Breaking down backwoods, rolling gasoline up. Left the Laugh Factory pulled up in Inglewood. I fuck with some Chris and I fuck with some Bud. And I fuck with some S.A. My stash house in the valley. Welcome to my palace. Just went and killed two shows out in Dallas.
Welcome to California, play the gold.